In case you hadn't noticed it, we're well into December already. It's a time of year when we like to check in with our book critic, Christopher Merrill, on ideas for holiday reading. Today we'll talk about books for kids, and tomorrow we'll be chatting with Chris about adult books. Chris, welcome.
Nice to be here, Marco.
So the first book you've chosen is a new Madeline book. Remember Madeline, that franchise? Well, she's back, one of the 12 little girls in Two Straight Lines who lived in a house in Paris that was covered in vines. The first Madeline book came out in 1939. I don't think I can keep making this rhyme, so I'll stop here. Madeline's creator was Ludwig Bemelmans, and now his grandson, John Bemelmans Marciano, who lives in the United States, has brought out this new Madeline book, Madeline and the Cats of Rome. What did you think?
Well, I have to say he's just as good an artist as his grandfather, and interestingly, they were both self-taught artists. And like his grandfather, he writes in that kind of funny rhymes that you get. So here is a fountain they found quite appealing, and everyone loved the Sistine ceiling. The Madeline and her friends have gone to Rome. But the writing is not quite as sharp as it was. Not that that matters, because about halfway through this book, a little girl steals something from Madeline and they give chase. Seems to me that we might even be missing a page, but as I read it to my 7-year-old, she looked at me and she said, "No, Daddy, this is very easy to follow. Why can't you get it?" Well, I'm not 7 anymore.
You've got to have.
But I love the art.
You've got to have more than one critic in the family.
I have many critics in the family.
There's a Bemelmans Bar at the Carlyle Hotel in New York City named after Ludwig Bemelmans. Have you ever had a
Isn't
drink
that
there?
Great?
Yeah, I think they've got like Madeline wallpaper and stuff.
Well, you know, the Madeline artwork is so terrific, and she's such a delightful little girl who was always getting into trouble, and that's why she appeals to so many of us.
Let's move on to another book that you've chosen, also with a girl's name and cats in the title, Ottoline and the Yellow Cat by Chris Riddell. Riddell's a British writer, and he's also a political cartoonist for the Observer newspaper. This is kind of a quirky book, almost surreal, with idiosyncratic artwork, black and white line drawings. What did you like about this, Chris?
Well, this is a really delightful book. This little girl, Ottoline Brown, her parents are always going away and sending her these postcards. And she and her, I don't know what you would call this animal, Mr. Monroe, who looks like Cousin It, they're always hatching plans. And what they're trying to figure out now is, who is this cat burglar? And Riddell tells the story through pictures and through postcards and one way after another. It's kind of like watching a TV screen with things all over the place. And yet, as I read it to my 7-year-old critic, she just kept laughing, and she said, "Oh, this is so much fun to read the story this way." You have to kind of piece it together, and it's really fun to do that.
Now, on to our last book, Chris. This is actually for older kids. It's a hefty 500-plus page novel by M.T. Anderson, but don't worry, kids, the print is not that dense. It's called The Astonishing Life of Octavian Nothing, Traitor to the Nation, Volume 2, The Kingdom on the Waves. Long title, and as you can guess, this is a part 2 in a 2-part series. Volume 1 was The Pox Party. It won a National Book Award in 2006, and in there, Octavian, this young African man set in colonial New England on the eve of the American Revolution. Octavian is a slave, but he's had a privileged background because he's been raised by a group of philosophers in this kind of experiment to see whether Africans are as intellectually capable as Europeans. That's Volume 1. What happens in Volume 2, Chris?
Well, at the end of Volume 1, the Revolutionary War is coming, and now he's escaping from the philosophers back into Boston, which is held by the British. He's looking for a way to be free, and here's the deal. The philosophers wanted to teach – they wanted to see how smart he was. In their effort to educate him, they gave him an amazing range of skills. He's a talented musician. He knows Greek and Latin. He speaks in all kinds of different registers. And he's going to make his way in occupied Boston, first as a musician and then finding his way further south to whatever it will take to get free.
Chris, you know, in many ways, I think that adults might enjoy Octavian Nothing as much as teenagers, maybe even more.
I can tell you that I read this with pure delight. It's a long book, but I couldn't put it down, because once you get in that voice, and he really has caught this 18th century voice, you want to hear more of what he has to say. Here's somebody living by his wits, and you want to be in his company.
Okay, we'll leave it there, Chris. 3 very different books for young readers for this holiday season. We'll recap: John Bemelmans Marciano's Madeline and the Cats of Rome, Chris Riddell's Ottoline and the Yellow Cat, and M.T. Anderson's The Astonishing Life of Octavian Nothing, Traitor to the Nation, Volume 2, The Kingdom on the Waves. By the way, we've put drawings from the Madeline book at theworld.org, plus some excerpts from volumes 1 and 2 of Octavia Nothing. Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow about holiday books for grown-ups. Until then, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco.